I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coffee prices are on the rise, and the plant is said to decline by 60% before 2050, meaning new coffee alternatives are being considered in order to give us that caffeine hit. Harry Lewis speaks to Charlie Shaw from Otomo Coffee to find out how they've been making our favourite beverage without the use of coffee beans.
Otomo Coffee is coffee without the beans. We typically say beanless nowadays, where the idea being that on one hand, coffee is so much aroma, the taste, all of it, the ritual and everything it means culturally to us. And on the other hand, too, often what's in the cup is a collection of molecules, honestly. And so our particular case, the focus that we've had is using upcycled ingredients. So things like seeds, for example, that begin their life inedible.
What is it that you're using as a substitute for the bean?
So we're using a couple, but the main one are date seeds, which have in the past been used as a coffee substitute. Not a particularly good one, in my opinion, certainly not much of a mimic. And what we've been doing at Otomo is finding ways to coax those flavors out of a date seed to get a coffee that tastes like familiar coffee. I'd say we distinguish ourselves by the caliber of what we're making. We call it Otomo Coffee. We don't call it Otomo Coffee Substitute because we think we're on par with traditional coffee. We think it's good. We think people who drink coffee would like it.
How do you go about taking something that isn't coffee and trying to make it taste similar?
The roasting process that coffee beans go through, it really is a reaction. It's a collection of reactions, typically referred to as Maillard reactions. We didn't want to try and recreate that per se. We wanted to leverage that, right? We wanted to use the same types of processes. And what we tend to kind of use as our operating principle is coffee in, coffee out. You know, if you put a date seed into a coffee roaster, what comes out isn't roasted coffee, it's a roasted date seed. And so what we do with our proprietary technology is to take these raw date seeds and infuse them, add the missing components.
Why is it that the date seed is able to take up or to bind with these other components that you add?
You know, you treat it the right way, and you can kind of leverage the internal porosity of these sort of seeds. And so it turns out that there can be a whole lot of surface area in there. So a lot of ways to basically get a marinade, to get an infusion, so that you can have all the components that are necessary when we run that reaction, the reaction being the roast process.
Why would we want to do this? What are the benefits of turning to a coffee-less coffee?
The realities of climate change are such that coffee is in many ways endangered. Right. A lot of coffee growing land is becoming less productive. Coffee demand is growing pretty dramatically, you know, 3% a year or so. People are estimating demand should triple by 2050. And so we have this combination of a diminished ability to produce on the land that's being used right now and an increased demand. We're basically taking something that might otherwise just be trash or might be waste. So it's a way to cut down on the emissions by virtue of not having to do all those agricultural processes. We've all been told in recent years that animal products and, you know, whether it's meat, whether it's dairy and the rest, those tend to have high carbon emissions, high water requirements, and that's very much the case. But there are actually some plants that end up having fairly high costs themselves, right? Chocolate and coffee amongst them. Number one and number two, I think it kind of depends on when you look who was the worst offender, right? But if you were looking on a per kilo basis of product produced, coffee is competitive in terms of how much carbon it releases as something like chicken meat.
Coffee, we like it for the taste, but also it has that side effect, which is that dose of caffeine. So does this have that inside it? Is that something that's added at a later date?
It is, yeah. There are a lot of plants out there that contain caffeine naturally, more than 60. Date seeds are not one of them. So in this case, we actually use caffeine coming from green tea.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.